Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Hour two of the Daily Tip starts right now on the BetMGM Network. And guess what? It's a Thursday, which means we have Thursday Night Football to break down. In this segment, we'll get to our favorite plays between the Dolphins and the Bills at 7:20. It's on to our daily baseball plays that have been pretty good, I might add, over the last few months. And then at 7:40, it's on to our Survivor picks for this week. And the NFL. So, Jenks, while everybody was arguing about Jimmy Kimmel, I was looking up props in Dolphins and Bills. Like, do you ever feel like you just want to, like, dissociate? And you're like, listen, this is a lot. Like, I just want to look at memes for a while. Because, listen, everything feels so heavy these days. And it's not just, like, when you want it. Because I understand, sometimes your brain craves, like, more than just, like, hey, it's a squirrel on roller skates. Sometimes you want more than that. But, like, at other times when it's, like, thrown in your face, you're like, listen, I was not prepared for this. I am simply opening X or Twitter when I'm at the grocery store. I want to keep up on the latest, like, injury updates. So sometimes, like, sometimes I just don't feel like seeing it thrown in my face. Like, I want it to be there when I want it. But it's just, everything feels so heavy these days.
Yes, it does. I mean, I think you have to strike that balance between... It's important to stay informed. It's important to stay educated. It's important to not just believe everything that you see and hear, because especially in today's day and age, not everything that you see and hear is true. And I think it's important to stand up and advocate for what is right. I also think at the same time that can be overwhelming. And so I get overwhelmed with stuff as someone who, you know, takes pride in making sure that I do the proper research and say, okay, I'm not just going to throw out a hot take. I want to understand what I'm talking about, the gravity of the situation, what's going on. But after a while, that becomes really heavy and exhausting. And I'm like, all right, I need a break. I'm going to look at some funny memes, or I'm going to watch a comedian on Netflix for a while and just sort of take a break from that. So I certainly understand the need to have the balance between what is, you know, very, very serious, particularly in the realm of politics now, and also trying to stay sane and not get overwhelmed with emotion, which you can definitely do if you lean into that too much.
Well, and also, I'm just busy, too. Like, I know, like, I'm like, oh, I want to look at memes, but, like, it's for the show. Like, I'm doing research. These pictures of Kyler Murray are for the show. So that's another thing. It's just, like, sometimes you get overwhelmed because, like, you just simply have to do your research. And, like, that's what I was doing. I was like, all right, I got to put the blinders on because we have Thursday Night Football and I have, like, a million plays that I want to get out and a million stats. So stay listen if you want to hear some of that research I did last night. All right, so before we get to that, I saw this quote flying around on social media yesterday, and people were mad at Tua Tagovailoa. They said this quote that he had about Josh Allen was way too honest. But, Jenks, when I listened to it, he's not wrong. Like, maybe you want, like, more of the competitor mindset, and you're like, hey, can you act like you at least have a chance in this game? But listen for yourself. Mm-hmm. Is it coming?
Dude, he's top tier.
There we go.
You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So, definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
if you're a Dolphins fan and you hear your quarterback, who you paid, let's check, $212 million, this was a quarterback that you, quote, tanked for, and you hear him say, I can't do half the things that he does. And, like, I saw the first comment under this was, well, then you should get paid half of what Josh Allen does. And listen, I don't disagree with that statement, but, like, that's not Tua's fault. Like, the fault is the Dolphins' ownership. Like, Tua is doing his best, and, like, I'm not going to fault him for being honest because Josh Allen is a generational talent. How do you feel about Tua saying this about Josh Allen?
It didn't bother me. He's right. I mean, he's right. And also, Tua is not alone. The vast majority of quarterbacks in the National Football League cannot do what Josh Allen does. He has a very unique skill set. That's why he is the current MVP. So I know some people might take it as, oh, you're giving him too much credit. I'm like, no, you're not. I think, honestly, maybe he's leaning too much into not giving the Bills and not giving Josh Allen any bulletin board material because God knows the Fins need a win in the worst way. And this is a massive line tonight. 12.5 the Bills are favored by. Lordy. But he's not wrong. Like, people may not like it and may say, why are you saying this? Well, it's the truth. Is anybody going to say that Tua Tagovailoa has the same skill set as Josh Allen? No. And not many players do. He is one of one.
Right. I think the problem people have is that, like, it feels like almost like a defeatist mindset. But, like, again, like, if he went the other direction and was like, we're not afraid of the Bills, people would be like, oh, you're giving the Bills bulletin board material. So it just feels like a can't-win situation. And here's the bottom line. It's very easy for people to hate on you when you're not good at your job, right? Like, it feels like no matter what Tua says, there are going to be haters around because he's such an easy target. So, like, if Josh Allen did this for another quarterback, nobody would say anything. Like, if he went on a rant and, like, praised how good Lamar Jackson was, people are like, oh, Josh Allen's such a stand-up guy. It's just because it's Tua, and people are frustrated with the output that he's given the Dolphins after giving him that big deal and also being the number one overall pick.
Well, and also, too, you know, this is where people get lost, where it's either one way or the other. Like, I hate it when people can't think in the middle or can't think critically. Like, just because he's praising Josh Allen doesn't mean he thinks he sucks. You know, it's not one or the other. You can praise someone else and say, well, this is one of the best to do it, and also believe in yourself and also believe in your own skill set. You know, so I didn't see Tua knocking himself so much as him saying, look, these are things I can't do. But he does other things well. I mean, so I it didn't bother me as much as maybe it bothers other people. But I think when they hear this, like, oh, you don't believe in yourself? What does that mean? You're terrible because you can't do these things? Like, no, this guy's really, really good. And again, everything he said, facts.
Yeah, he can't win in this situation.
He can't.
But the facts are, when it comes to this matchup between the Bills and the Dolphins, is that all of the facts and figures go with the Bills. And that is the premier game tonight on Thursday Night Football. If you're going to be betting on it, here's the line. The Dolphins are 12.5 point dogs in this one. And if you're doing a same game parlay, always take advantage of the promos, especially at BetMGM. BetMGM account holders receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token today. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same game parlays. All right, Jenks. So here are some of the numbers that are not too kind to the Dolphins. So the Bills have won 13 of the last 14 matchups against the Dolphins. Josh Allen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has had premier games against Miami. 37 touchdowns to only 8 interceptions. Meanwhile, Tua is putting up forgettable stats against the Bills. 9 touchdowns in his career against Buffalo, along with 10 interceptions. So should we even talk about like the straight up winner of this game? It does feel like this should be an easy win for the Bills. Is there any way that the Dolphins keep this close?
I don't think so. I don't see it. I mean, the fact that the number has gone from 11.5 to 12.5 is just sort of stupid. I don't really have any interest in laying 12.5. It's kind of a dead number, right? But ultimately, big numbers, double-digit spreads in the National Football League are something that I get uncomfortable with pretty quickly. And yet, at the same time, when you look at the numbers here, I mean, Josh Allen, 13-2 all-time against the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, 1-8 all-time against Josh Allen. Now, that's straight up, but can the Dolphins cover? If I'm leaning one way or the other, it would probably be Buffalo. I think it will help that Buffalo is going to have some of their big names out. Ed Oliver isn't going to play, and so Milano's not going to play either. And the Bills' defense isn't necessarily fast. Like, it's very, you know, they can be assignment sound, but they're not necessarily a fast defense. So I think there is the possibility that the Dolphins and their speed merchants, you know, Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane, like those guys could maybe give Buffalo some trouble. But I don't trust the Dolphins enough to grab the number. I would probably look at a prop or something else.
Yeah, I do think, like, if there is an angle, like, maybe this Dolphins offense can score some points against this Bills defense, because like you said, they are missing some pieces here and they haven't been the most solid defense. It's just been a matter of, hey, Josh Allen's going to score like 40 points, so it doesn't really matter. But I don't think that the Dolphins offense can keep up with the Bills offense. So like, that's the thing for me. Like, maybe you take a look at the over, but for me, I do think that we're going to get a heavy target share for some of those speed guys tonight.
Yeah.
So I think you look at the world of props and you say, okay, look at the numbers for Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane, because I always think this is a solid starting off point for a team in what could be a blowout matchup, where you say, okay, who's going to be on the quote-unquote losing side? And so they're going to be playing catch-up and they're going to get a lot of reps. Like, even in garbage time, like, this is when props, you know, can be turned into winners. So I think Devon Achane is a good look tonight. I looked at his rushing and receiving, though. It's 96.5, which is pretty high, but he's gone over this number. Last game had a monster game when it came to both rushing and receiving. Had 30 yards rushing, 92 receiving. And so I think if you're picking one of those, I think I'm going to go with receiving here. He had 10 targets last time around against the Patriots, 92 yards. And so his number today is 37.5 for -140. I feel like that is a very gettable number. And especially on these short weeks, the short and dumpy passes to running backs, especially when you're a quarterback, like the narrative on Tua is that like he's not very good past his first read. So, like, it feels like a perfect situation to play a running back receiving prop. And especially when Devon Achane is probably the best player on this team, I feel like it makes a lot of sense as a receiving prop.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to be on Tyreek Hill's. I don't know if I want to go over his reception number or his receiving prop yardage. I can't decide. But I think, ultimately, this is going to be a game. It's almost like a prove-it game for Tyreek Hill, because he wants to get out of Miami, right? Like, I think he's essentially auditioning for the Chiefs, because the Chiefs need the help. We keep hearing the rumblings that the Chiefs are looking at him, and also he doesn't want to be there. So I think that Tyreek Hill will do his best to, you know, put on a show tonight. And again, you're talking about a guy who has a ton of speed against the Bills defense that isn't necessarily the fastest defense in the NFL. I think we're going to see a high-scoring game. And also, when I see that Buffalo is such a large favorite, like, can't you see Buffalo jumping out to a big lead in this game and the Dolphins have to pass their way back into it, which means more targets, which means more yardage for Achane or Tyreek Hill? So I think both of those guys are good plays.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at receptions versus receiving yards for Tyreek Hill, because I went down this road for a second as well. So 5.5 is the number for receptions. You see over at -118. Receiving yards is set at 64.5. So personally, I like to go with yards sometimes because it feels like they can clear them if they have one big play. So for really electric receivers, if they are, you know, prone to having that longest reception, like last week, Tyreek Hill had a 47-yard catch and he had 109 yards receiving. So as far as the catches go, he's been at 4 and 6. So this number is like right in between that almost.
Yeah.
So I kind of like taking the play that has like, I don't know, more potential for it to hit in the first half. Because, Jenks, isn't that the best feeling when a prop hits in the first half of a game? So I think he has the high-end potential here. And plus, again, this Bills defense isn't the toughest of matchups. Like, maybe it's easy for us to sit here and say, oh, the Bills defense is bad. But, like, also, they did play the Ravens in one of those games. So, like, the Ravens are a very difficult offense to stop. And, like, the Dolphins are nowhere that level. And I will say this, sabotage factor is that Tua could absolutely turn into a pumpkin. And we saw this in the first game of the season. He only had 114, like, passing yards. So I think that can be tricky when you trust receivers that have untrustworthy quarterbacks. But I do think Devon Achane and Tyreek Hill are, like, the top two guys I'm looking at in this one.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think either one you can go with. And I agree with you when you talk about going yardage, receiving yardage versus catches, just because, especially when we talk about a speed guy, you could have three catches and hit the number, right? Especially tonight. I think we see a lot of Tyreek Hill in the flat, just trying to get him open in space and let him go. So you could have five catches and not hit the receptions prop, but then he takes those to the house or takes those for long gains and you hit the yardage prop. So I'm going to be on that.
Yeah, and I know we're running out of time, but as far as the Bill side, if you're expecting a blowout, obviously you look at the running back for the team you expect to be winning. So James Cook fits that bill. Also, the Dolphins are giving up the most fantasy points to opposing running backs through 2 weeks. So James Cook should be a good look tonight as well. Coming up next, time to switch gears to baseball. Our favorite daily plays come your way next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.